Central Europeans have been tugged and pulled between greater powers for centuries. Sándor Orbán, a native of Budapest, Hungary, says a formal alliance with NATO is a natural outcome of a decision made a very long time ago.
Spend just a few hours in Hungary, and you will find that Hungarians, known locally as Magyars, love to talk, but mostly to complain about their history. You will learn details you probably don't want to know about bloody wars, invasions, occupations, or press revolutions. Hungarians will tell you how difficult it has been for a small nation that speaks a totally unique non-Indo-European language to survive in a windy corner of Middle Europa, in a land which has so often been the target of rivalry between greater powers. The pagan Magyar tribes arrived in the Carpathian Basin from Asia in the 9th century. They raided and looted all over Europe and probably would have disappeared if their leader István had not appealed to the Pope for recognition. On Christmas Day in the year 1000, King István was crowned. He had one other choice. He could have allied with Byzantium. If he had, Hungary would now be an Orthodox Christian country. But István looked to Rome and Hungary joined West European civilization, yet it remained somehow on its periphery. The numerous invaders and occupiers who followed, from Tatars to Turks, tried to pull Hungary in eastward directions. Hungarians themselves always felt they belonged to the West. After the Second World War, it was decided Hungary would be contained within the Soviet sphere. I was born in 1959, 3 years after the Hungarian Revolution, an event that left Hungarians feeling abandoned by the Western world. My generation took it for granted that the Soviets would control Hungary throughout our lives. And we considered ourselves relatively lucky compared to other Eastern Bloc countries. During the Kádár regime, we lived under a soft dictatorship nicknamed Gulag Communism in the West. Gulag Communism was certainly preferable to Gulag Communism. Then the incredible events of 1989-1990 turned our world around yet again. And how it has turned. Now an average Hungarian high school student doesn't know what the Warsaw Treaty was and could not define Politburo or apparatchik. Since the dismantling of the East Bloc, we have had three free elections and democratic institutions are stable. Today, Hungary becomes a member of NATO. Most Hungarians are very happy about it. But Magyars will not rush into the streets to celebrate. Hungarians feel NATO membership is their due, and that a lapsed, thousand-year-old alliance with the Western world is simply being renewed. After watching the ceremony in Independence, Missouri, we can stop complaining about our persecuted history for a moment and say, we are there. We have become a full member in the club to which we rightfully belong.
Sándor Orbán is a journalist who lives in Budapest, Hungary.